This morning I have to preach in a little bit more subdued manner as I'm fighting a cold. And I don't like being subdued in my preaching. My brothers and sisters, what specifically was John the Baptist doing to prepare the way of the Lord? What did he know was most necessary that hearts would be open to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? He was offering a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, the baptism of John did not take sins away. We would have to wait for the coming of our Lord's baptism when he had redeemed sins on the cross. But they were preparing for that baptism, that people would go out and they would acknowledge their sins. They would repent of their sins. My brothers and sisters, our Lord only ever speaks of one virtue by name when he says you are to imitate God the Father in this way. Now, we're supposed to imitate God in every virtue, of course, but one that he actually names. He does not say, be patient as your Father is patient, or be kind as your Father is kind, or gentle as your Father is gentle. He says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. You are to forgive as God my Father forgives. And our Lord Jesus Christ revealed to St. Faustina, he said, mercy is my greatest attribute. And so, my brothers and sisters, what is that vice or that sin that is most contrary to the nature of God? It is unforgiveness. What is it that most prevents God from entering into our hearts? It is the inability or the unwillingness to forgive. And I've had that confirmed in profound ways in the last 6 months. Actually, just recently, with our guest speaker, who was giving our Advent mission, John Pridmore, he shared with me, when he was 10 years old, his parents went through a divorce. And his mom was so profoundly disturbed, so broken by this, that she ended up admitting herself into a psychiatric ward. She had a nervous breakdown. And he said that she struggled her entire life with depression. Every 6 months or so, she would have a very serious bout of depression. She'd end up in bed, unwilling to get out of bed, unable to move. He said this happened until she was 74 years old. She'd been to doctors, she'd tried medication, she'd go to Mass, she'd pray the rosary. Nothing seemed to deliver her from this. And he said at the age of 74, she hears that a conference is being held at a local parish back where she lives on the East Coast. And it was called Unbound. And it was talking about deep interior spiritual healing. And she thought, you know, I've tried everything else, I might as well try this. She goes to this conference, and everyone at the end of this conference, they meet with an individual to pray over them. And she met with a priest. And she told the priest her story and her struggle with depression. And she said, Father, I've tried everything. I thought, you know, this is just my cross. And he said, you know, can I ask you one question? And she said, okay. He said, is there anyone in your life that you have not forgiven? And she thought, well, that's kind of a strange question. What does that have to do with my depression? And she said, Father, I don't think so. You know, I'm a faithful Catholic. I think I've forgiven everybody. And he said, you know what? Why don't you close your eyes for a moment? Let's pray together. Let's invoke the Holy Spirit. So she closed her eyes and the priest starts to call upon the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden she says, Father, an image is coming to my mind. I remember when I was 10 years old, my dad said something to me that hurt me so profoundly. He said, when you were born, we wanted to send you back because your mother and I were hoping for a boy. And she said, Father, I remember something else about my dad. He went away to war when I was a year old. My older sister was 5, so she already had a relationship with him. When my dad came back from war, he reconnected with my sister, but he and I never had a deep connection. I always felt during all my childhood that he loved my sister more than me. And the priest says to her, can you forgive your dad? She said, I forgive you, Dad, for not loving me as you love my sister, for not wanting me. John said to me, Father, she's 78 now. She's never once struggled with depression since that day. Just forgiving her dad. I had a guy come to me for confession one time. It was not here. I was helping out at a retreat. And he comes to confession and he said, "Father, I struggled with pornography for 25 years. Daily. Or at least weekly. So I had recently discovered, you know, the importance of unforgiveness. And I asked him, I said, what is the root of this struggle that you have?" And he said, "Gosh, Father, I'd never thought about that." And I said, "When was the first time that you fell in that way?" And he said, "Father, I was 9 years old. I went into my dad's closet. I was going to put on some of his shoes. And I saw a stack of videos in there. And I thought, gosh, I wonder what these are." And he said, "So I tried one. It was my dad's pornography stash. I've struggled the rest of my life since that day." And I said, "Have you ever forgiven your dad for that?" And he said, "Father, I haven't. I'd never even thought of doing so." And in the midst of many tears, this man said, "Dad, I forgive you. I forgive you for your struggle, and I forgive you for handing it on to me." And then he said, "I renounce the spirit of pornography, and I renounce the spirit of lust." I'd never met that man. He tracked me down, and I got an email from him a few weeks later, and he said, "Father, you'll never believe this. My dad and I are reconciled, and he went to confession for the first time in over 30 years. My brother-in-law, Father Farrell, I was sharing that with Father Francis Murin, and he said, "Gosh, that's really interesting." He said, "A priest friend of mine just recently told me a story. He was preaching on forgiveness to his faithful at a Sunday Mass, and a woman came up to him after Mass, and she said, 'Father, you know, you struck a deep chord in me. There's something that I've never been able to let go of. 25 years ago, a man broke into my home, and he took advantage of me. And I remember I swore that day that I would never forgive him, that I could never want good for that man. And I realized in your homily today, I have to. God asks that of me.'" She said, "Father, I want to forgive him." She went to confession. The priest said 3 weeks later, a man knocked on his door at the rectory. And he opens the door and the man said, "Father, do you have a few minutes?" And he said, "Well, sure, okay." And he said, "Father, I'm just passing through town. And I saw a Catholic church and I realized this was my opportunity." He said, "Father, 25 years ago, I broke into a woman's home and I took advantage of her. And for some reason in the last 3 weeks that keeps coming to mind and I can't get rid of it. And I knew that God was calling me to go to confession." And the priest said, "I realized that that man was held bound by his sin because the woman was unwilling to forgive him during all that time." I close with one more, and I hope this is making the point. An exorcist shared with me that he was meeting with a man who was possessed. And he said they had numerous sessions, and the man had not been freed. And he thought, gosh, what is going to finally do it? You know, what is going to allow this man to be liberated? And in one of the sessions, it came out that the man, 30 years before, had been part of an abortion. He had taken his son's life. And he had carried the guilt and the shame with him for 30 years, and he had never told anyone. So in one session, the priest says, "Can you finally say to God, for your own sake, 'Heavenly Father, I forgive myself for what I did.'" It took great courage, and it was a great struggle. When it got to the point where he could finally say, "I forgive myself," the demon left the next session. And the priest said to me, he said, "It was so beautiful after this man was liberated. For the first time, he spoke to his son. And he said, 'My son, I am so sorry for what I did to you. I am so sorry that I did not allow you to live. And I beg you to forgive me. I love you. And I can't wait to meet you one day. Will you please pray for me?'" My brothers and sisters, what is most necessary to open our hearts to God is to forgive. Any unforgiveness in our hearts is a place that God cannot enter into. We do not give Him access to that part of our hearts. And there is no unforgiveness in heaven. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, the coming of our Lord, I would ask you to come take some time alone with our Lord Jesus Christ, invoke the Holy Spirit and ask Him, Holy Spirit, is there anyone in my life that I need to forgive? Remind me of things that I might not even be aware of. And is there anything that I need to forgive myself for? I want my heart to be ready for the coming of the Savior.